Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to another beautiful episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a moment, settle your heart, and let's step into God's presence together. Today's topic is God Heals Broken Places, and our Bible text is from Psalm 147, verse 3, which says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." There's a powerful real-life story shared in a National Geographic feature about the Japanese art of kintsugi. When a precious pot or bowl breaks, instead of discarding it, artisans repair it using gold lacquer. The cracks are not hidden, they are highlighted. The broken places become the most beautiful parts of the vessel. Isn't that powerful? What was once broken becomes more valuable, more unique, and more beautiful. And that's exactly how God works. Have you ever felt broken before? Broken dreams, broken trust, broken relationships, broken confidence. Let me ask you, what part of your life feels cracked right now? Here's the good news: God does not throw away broken people. He restores them. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." God is not intimidated by your pain. He is drawn to it. Sometimes we try to hide our brokenness. We pretend we're fine. We smile on the outside while hurting deeply within. But can I tell you something? God cannot heal what you refuse to reveal. So the question is, have you truly brought your broken places to God? God doesn't just fix you, He transforms you. Just like kintsugi, He uses your scars as part of your story. Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Even the painful things, even the disappointments, even the heartbreaks." Beloved, as you go today, I declare over your life, every broken place in your life is receiving divine healing in Jesus' name. Where there has been pain, God is releasing peace right now. Where there has been loss, God is bringing restoration to you. You will not remain in pieces. God is making you whole again in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Let me ask you, what have you been carrying that God is asking you to release? Are you allowing God into your deepest wounds? Do you believe He can still make something beautiful out of your life? Listen carefully, you are not too broken for God. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." That means God is closest to you in your lowest moments. So don't run from Him, run to Him. Today, take a quiet moment and reflect. Identify one area of brokenness in your life and talk to God honestly about it. Actions for the day. Today's action step is simple but powerful. 1. Surrender your broken place to God in prayer. 2. Write it down if you can and declare God's healing over it. Beloved, your brokenness is not the end of your story. God is the master restorer. And just like gold fills the cracks in kintsugi, His grace will fill every broken space in your life. You will rise again, stronger, wiser, and more beautiful than before. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, say this with me out loud with confidence. I am not broken beyond repair. God is healing every part of my life. My pain is turning into purpose. My scars are becoming testimonies. I am whole, restored, and renewed in Jesus' name. Say it one more time. My scars are becoming testimonies. I am whole, restored, and renewed in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word. We appreciate you because you are the healer of broken hearts. Today, we bring every pain, every hurt, every disappointment before you. Heal every broken place. Lord, restore joy, restore peace, restore hope. Let your grace fill every crack in our lives. We commit this day into your hands. Guide us, protect us, and let us walk in wholeness. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's devotional on the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs healing today. Go out and win your day. God is restoring you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.